Hey there, fellow photography enthusiasts. Are you ready to elevate your photography game in 2023? Well, you're in for a treat because today, on the Top 10 Go Here channel, we're diving headfirst into the world of mirrorless cameras. We've scoured the market to bring you the ultimate list of the top 10 best mirrorless cameras for 2023. From stunning image quality to mind-blowing features, we've got it all covered. Plus, in the description below, you'll find handy links to each camera for more info. Don't forget to hit that like button if you're as excited as we are and smash that subscribe button to stay tuned for more epic content. Let's get started. Kicking off our list at number 10 is the Canon EOS R5, the absolute pinnacle of Canon's mirrorless game. This lightweight wonder is a sheer marvel, with a high-resolution, full-frame sensor powered by the dynamic DigiX X processor. It's built for the stills photographers out there who are craving an exceptional tool. The next-gen dual-pixel autofocus is superb, offering precise tracking and extraordinary animal detection. The image quality is paramount, delivering exceptional results even in low-light conditions. It has a swift 20fps continuous shooting with the electronic shutter, making it a versatile companion whether you are in the studio or on the streets. However, it does have its quirks. It can't outlast a DSLR in battery life, and to leverage its optimum performance, an investment in pricey CF express cards is necessary. The video specs are jaw-dropping with its ability to capture 8K at up to 30fps or 4K at up to 120fps, although heat restrictions do limit recording times. Now, moving on to number 9, we have the Fujifilm X-T200, the perfect entry point for anyone leveling up from smartphone shooting. This camera has a large, sharp 3.5 inches touchscreen and a super cool design that feels way better in your hands than the older model. This one's a major upgrade from the X-T100, especially with autofocus doing wonders. Oh, and unlike the Fujifilm X-A7, this gem has a built-in viewfinder. Yes, it helps heaps when you're trying to frame those shots perfectly. Now, the downside, the X-T200 subject tracking can sometimes be a bit off during burst shooting and it's a no-show in video mode. But hey, for the value, it's a solid pick and stands up well against others like the Sony A6100 and Canon EOS M50 Mark II. Great choice for photography newbies. Swinging in at number 8 is the Sony A6100, the long-awaited upgrade to the renowned A6000. It's the cool younger sibling of the A6000, and 5 years after the latter hit the shelves, the A6100 made its entrance, flaunting some updated skills in a more robust package. It's got an APS-C sensor borrowed from Sony's high-end mirrorless lineup and the beastly autofocus system from the flagship A6600. It's a champ at continuous tracking, which is super sharp for both snaps and videos. The image quality doesn't disappoint, dishing out good detail and lovely colors, though a neutral profile wouldn't hurt. Battery hangs in there, and hey, the tilting screen now plays nice with touch, kind of. It's not all rainbows, though, the LCD and EVF haven't seen much love with their low-res vibes, and it takes a bit of a learning curve to unlock its full swing. But for the price, the A6100 is definitely a stellar mirrorless bud. Next up, at number 7, we have a retro sensation, the Nikon ZFC. It's Nikon going retro, with a nod to their early 1980s Nikon FM2, but packing in the tech from the Z50. It's like traveling back in time but with all today's tech, a killer combo for those casual shooters out there. Sure, it's missing the weatherproof vibe and the hefty grip from the Z50, but, honestly, shooting with the ZFC is just so much fun. It doesn't disappoint with its 20.9 megapixel sensor, the option to shoot 4K, 30p video, and its continuous AF tracking keeps up with both people and pets. The bummer? It's craving more native lenses. If you're all about having a range of APS-C lenses, you might want to eye Fujifilm's X-Series. But if that's not a deal-breaker, the Nikon ZFC is a superb blend of the classic and the contemporary. Coming in at 6th place is the Olympus Ohm DEM 10 Mark IV. A dynamo in a compact package, this camera may be easily overlooked, but it's a hidden gem especially for beginners focused on stills rather than videos. Its absence of phase detection autofocus or a microphone input might seem like a con, but for the beginners, it ticks all the right boxes with its compact body and approachable button layout, making it an appealing upgrade for smartphone photographers. It's integrated with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity, making the sharing of your exceptional 20.3 megapixel shots a breeze. Its 121-point contrast detection autofocus might not be breaking any records, but it does the job by consistently tracking faces and eyes. Plus, classic styling coupled with a handy flip-down touchscreen and an advanced photo mode make the Mark IV a well-rounded, user-friendly option for those diving into the world of photography. Swinging over to number 5, we meet the Panasonic Lumix S5 II. This gadget is an evolution of the excellent precedent set by the S5. Heralded as a hybrid, this camera is truly the kingpin in the video world. We found the 6K, 30p footage to be brimming with detail, rich in color, and expansive in dynamic range. Its phase detection AF for video, combined with superior image stabilization, ensures sharp, stable video even when going handheld. Despite its compact design, this camera doesn't compromise on physical controls, and even though it faces some tough competition in subject detection from the Canon EOS R6 II, it's the Lumix S5 II's unassailable quality that makes it stand out in high-quality video production. For those looking for stellar stills coupled with uncompromised video quality, this is your go-to gadget. In the fourth place, we have the Fujifilm XS20. This camera is a harmonious blend of user-friendly features satisfying both novices and advanced users. It's been revamped, featuring simplified dials and a new vlog mode, making it a breeze for the greenhorns in the photography world. With a 26.1 megapixels by trans CMOS 4 sensor and Fuji's latest X Processor 5, it's an imaging powerhouse. The XS20 goes the extra mile by offering a staggering 6K, 30p 4:2, 210-bit internal video recording. It's a bit pricier, and we do wish Fuji had weather-sealed it, but with its generous feature set and effective in-body image stabilization, it's a competent all-rounder for those invested in both stills and videos. Taking the bronze at number 3, the Nikon Z6 II. This camera is an absolute stalwart for the brand loyalists looking to switch from Nikon DSLRs. This baby was a top dog for a long while. Still a solid choice, especially if you're a Nikon loyalist. It's made some cool tweaks from the original Z6, with a bit more speed in burst mode, thanks to an extra processor. So, shooting those speedy scenes? It's got you covered with a 14fps burst speed. We tried it out and the autofocus is so much slicker, especially with animal eye and face detection, so, hello pet photography. And, it finally got a US2 SD card slot. Video-wise, it's not quite keeping pace with hybrids like the Sony A7IV, but don't let that put you off. The 24 megapixels full-frame sensor is top-notch, especially in high ISO performance, and handling this camera feels like a dream. It's earned its representative among the photography gods. If you are into photography, this one's worth a look. Sitting pretty at the runner-up spot is the Canon EOS R7, a compact powerhouse with impressive burst speeds and Canon's latest subject-tracking autofocus system. This little guy is practically a smaller, more compact sibling of Canon's full-frame EOS R cameras, sporting a smaller APS-C sensor. Given its price, this camera is a beast, especially if you're into snapping pics of wildlife or sports. It promises 15fps burst speeds and can even hit 30fps with the electronic shutter. We tried it, and yup, it hits those speeds. Though, it can't keep it up as long as its full-frame relatives like the EOS R6 because of the smaller buffers. Besides being great for capturing fast-moving critters, the EOS R7 is comfy to handle, has Canon's latest subject-tracking autofocus system and dual US2 card slots. So, it might just woo the professional EOS R-series lovers looking for a second body. The bummer? There are only 2 native lenses available for it for now. But hey, more are on the way, and you can mount existing RF lenses or adapt older EF lenses from Canon's DSLRs in the meantime. Cool, isn't it? Finally, landing at the much-anticipated number 1 spot, the Sony A7IV. This modern hybrid camera is a versatile beast for anyone looking to blend their love of photos and video. While it's a bit on the pricier side, it's jam-packed with upgrades including 10-bit video and a Bion's XR processor, solidifying its position as a formidable option. Its class-leading autofocus skills and seemingly endless buffer depth allow for almost indefinite maintenance of its maximum burst speeds without any slowdown, especially when armed with a CF Express card. Although the A7IV's new 33-megapixels full-frame sensor doesn't radically revolutionize image quality and there's a substantial crop on 4K footage, its robust all-around performance makes it a solid contender and possibly the only mirrorless camera you'll ever need. Alright, photography lovers. That was our roundup of the top 10 best mirrorless cameras of 2023. We hope this guide has brought you one step closer to finding your perfect camera companion. If you wish to delve deeper into the specs and features of these incredible cameras, hit the links in the description below. And don't forget, if you loved this visual journey, smash that like button, subscribe, and ring that bell to stay updated on the latest tech insights on Top 10 Go Here channel. Keep shooting and stay fabulous.